SFJL Holdings regulatory breach leads to license suspension. The Malta Gaming Authority, MGA, has taken decisive action against SFJL Holding Limited by suspending its gaming license with immediate effect. As a result of the suspension, SFJL Holding will no longer be authorized to carry out any gaming operations during this period of suspension. The MGA's ruling officially came into effect on August 3, leaving the company's Type 2 gaming services license in Malta temporarily suspended for an undisclosed duration. Reasons behind the suspension. The suspension came in response to SFJL Holdings' breach of several sections of Malta's gaming compliance and enforcement regulations, specifically Regulations 9, 1, C, K, and J. These regulations pertain to failure to comply with obligations in terms of regulatory instruments or other applicable laws, as well as the requirement for licensees to seek the regulator's approval over certain changes within the business. The MGA stated that had it been aware of specific circumstances, it would not have granted authorization. The Malta Gaming Authority has not yet released further details regarding the specific actions that led to the regulatory breaches or the duration of the suspension. The lack of information has left industry insiders and analysts speculating on the potential severity of the infringements and the impact on SFJL Holdings' future operations. This decision is subject to an appeal under Article 43 of the Gaming Act, Chapter 583 of the Laws of Malta. It remains to be seen whether SFJL Holding will pursue an appeal to challenge the suspension and potentially seek reinstatement of its license. MGA's dedication to regulated gambling. The recent suspension of SFJL Holdings' license is part of the MGA's ongoing efforts to maintain strict regulatory oversight and enforce compliance within the iGaming industry. Last week, the MGA cancelled EGMIT Elite Limited's B2C gaming service license, signaling its commitment to ensuring adherence to gaming regulations. Industry players and stakeholders are closely monitoring the developments surrounding SFJL Holding and its license suspension. The incident has raised concerns about the need for all gaming operators to diligently adhere to the regulatory framework set forth by the MGA. In contrast to SFJL Holding's suspension, another gaming company, Boldplay, received a notice of recognition from the MGA in June. This recognition underscores the MGA's willingness to acknowledge compliant operators in the industry. As the suspension remains in effect, SFJL Holding will face significant challenges in resuming its gaming operations. The company's future in the Malta gaming market will largely depend on its response to the regulatory breach, cooperation with the MGA, and its commitment to upholding gaming compliance in the future.